13, beginning at verse 4. 1 Corinthians 13, beginning at the 4th verse. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It is not easily angered. Keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, thought like a child, reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, when I became a man, when I became a woman, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church family. I don't know about you, but when I think about the goodness of the Lord,
yes, Lord, yes,
and all the things that he's done for me, my soul shouts hallelujah. I don't know what you may be going through this morning, but I'm just going to encourage you just to release it all to Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes.
He's been so good. His grace and his mercy are everlasting. He's perfect in all of his ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he shall truly direct your path. This song speaks to my heart, and I pray that it speaks to all of yours. Sing, Carol.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me. how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost.
Makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for something to really shout about. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you for your grace. Thank you. Thank you for these moments that we spend with you and with one another. We lean in to listen to your voice. We've been hearing you throughout the service. We lean in now just a little bit more. Draw us to yourself. Draw us. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. If you're wondering if you can be forgiven, the answer is yes. If you're wondering if God will hold against you what you want to be forgiven of, the answer is no. If you're wondering if God loves you, the answer is absolutely. And he so desperately wants you to come near to him and not run away. Don't hide. Just come right to him. In the name of Jesus. Have you ever wondered if God could love you? Maybe you've never wondered that. But I can think on moments in my own life when I wonder, and I found out the answer was yes. I found out that salvation, that transformation is ongoing. I found out that I didn't have to be perfect. Oh my God, I found that thing out. Praise the Lord. I'm going to make some comments around 1 Corinthians 13. And I want to over these comments as it's a God thing. It's a God thing. God's love is deeper, wider, greater than any human love. I feel very strongly today. I feel very, very strongly today that there are some of you here that what's being said is really from God's heart straight to yours. I don't have to know who you are, but God knows you're here. And he's so glad you are. Love is patient, verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Isn't that something? It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Mm-hmm. Do you sense the presence of God, or is it only me? There are more things in these notes than I feel to say. So I will forget what I'm not going to say, what I'm not supposed to say. After Jesus fed the multitude in the gospel according to John's version of this, which is in John chapter 6. After Jesus fed the crowd, two fish, five loaves of bread, there's quite a response, and the response is that there are those who want to immediately fast-track him into being a king. Fast-track. Speed up what they saw was already in him. But Jesus refused the fast track. He refused for things to be expedited. Love is patient. patient. You see, the word patient has something to do with a pace. Have you ever seen a parent in a store with a child by the hand, and the parent is moving, but the child is... The parent is moving at a pace that the child cannot keep up. And sometimes what we can observe is that the child starts being dragged. You see the little toes of the shoes being, you know what I mean?
Yes, Lord.
The child is, parent has the child by the hand, and the little feet are just dragging like that. The child's arm is fully extended. And if the child has a little stuffed animal, the stuffed animal is behind, following the whole thing. Because love is patient. Love doesn't fast track beyond the maturity of the relationship. So let me put it this way. Let's put it this way. Love. Because love is patient, love doesn't go. Love doesn't pursue a home run. When you just met. Because that's not that's not the pace. You don't know the other person. And if no one's ever told you, shared with you, even after you say, I do, 10 years down the road, you're still getting to know the person. Lord, help me today. You see, we trip like the child can trip when being asked to move at a pace they're not capable of. We trip in our relationships when we expedite even if we think, let's say we take it out of relationships. Been reading a book recently on leadership. The title of the book is Be Mean About the Vision. It doesn't mean as an attitude, but it refers to being intentional. And the author makes the comment that it is a mistake to put people immediately in places, in positions of power and leadership, even though we may see the potential, You see, it means that when we step out of the pace, we can trip as an organ. Oh, y'all don't hear me. We can trip. And the author went on to say that, went on to refer to about how many mistakes he had made to move people into a place before he knew he was looking at potential, looking at information, but really didn't know anything about chemistry, didn't know about their character, didn't know about their capacity. Love being patient when we move at the pace of patient love, we begin to learn about each other's chemistry. It's the kind of thing that there are people that you like, but you wouldn't want to ride. You wouldn't want to be in a car 2 hours with. You get along, but it just wouldn't work. We could look at sports and look at teams, how the members of the team individually had been selected. They could have been way up in the early draft selections. Nothing but ability, but when you put the team together, the chemistry wasn't right. Yes, Lord. Yes. Since Jesus decided that he would move at the pace of his Father's will, who loved him and whom he loved, all of us are invited to know the value of moving at the pace that God sets before us. Let's turn it another way. There are times when, because of our academic abilities, young people are promoted one grade, even two grades. They have it going on intellectually. But when they get, you know where we're going, when they get into college, into the cream of the crop school, something happens. It's not because of a failure of gray matter, oh my God. It's not because of anything being compromised intellectually, but rather the fact is that the young person was expedited beyond a level of social maturity, beyond a level of psychological maturity. It takes a lot to be able to thrive without an immediate support system wrapped around you. The love described in 1 Corinthians 13 is a God thing. This chapter, as we know, is frequently referred to when we get married. When we get married. But the Bible also says in 1 John how love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God. Love is the DNA of God. How can anyone know that we are connected with God? How can anyone know that we are really children of God beyond how we introduce ourselves, beyond something that we have on our Bible, beyond a sticker, beyond this, beyond that? It is in the way we relate to one another. And so love means we are patient with one another. Love is also kind. And because love is kind, one of the things that means is that if you know someone is off, if you know someone is off, you don't let them walk around thinking they're on. Right. If you know I'm wrong, it doesn't mean you let me walk around knowing I'm wrong, and I'm wrong and don't know it. But because love is, again, because love is kind, love doesn't approach someone to destroy them. Because love is kind, and because love perseveres, and because love is not out to write down the fact that you've lost it this time. Because love is not rude, love is not out to embarrass you, and love is not to tell everybody they can find about how wrong you are. Because love is kind, it means that love is constructive in dialogue. Because love is self-seeking means that someone may be gracious and generous, but we will not use their generosity to our own good. It means you may be willing, but just because you're willing, I can say no. Love perseveres because love is kind. Love is committed to everyone being what God has called. You know, there's a story, I know you've heard it, about Harriet Tubman. You know, they named her the Moses, you know. The Underground Railroad. And she didn't just lead people by conversation. She wasn't the conductor of the Underground Railroad just with persuasive language. Mother had a gun. Mother was packing. Mother had a gun. And just in case some started out to be free and had a change of heart, Mother would let the gun do the talking. I love you too much to let you quit, to let you not pursue the joy of being free. You were not conceived in the mind of God, nor in the belly of your mother, for you to be a toy, to be someone else's toy, to be someone else's slave, to be exploited by someone else, nor to exploit another, and I won't have it on my watch. You will be free. If I have to keep this gun in your back all the way up, I'm going to do it. A few moments ago in the announcement, a few minutes ago in the announcement in reference to tomorrow, the word responsibility. Love takes responsibility. Love says we are responsible not just for our individual selves, but we are responsible for one another. And because we're responsible for one another, we cannot ignore what happens to one another. We cannot go home and sit down and eat shrimp when somebody else doesn't have. Because love is what it is. Love looks at our resident guests. When I say resident guests, some other folks refer to them as the undocumented. Because love is what it is. Love looks at our resident guests and remembers that the Bible reminded the people of God, you were once a stranger. And just as you were once a stranger, and out of kindness, provision came your way. We cannot say it's all right for resident guests to trim our hedges in the summer. They trim our lawns, and then we want to act like they're invisible. What we think of him based on what we think of one another, including the least of these, the vulnerable.
Yes, Lord, yes, yes.
It's a God thing.
Yes, Lord, yes, yes.
And as Deacon Spann said, for God so loved the world that he didn't leave the world like it is, like it was. Aren't you glad that God loves you, that God loves me, that God loves us so much not to leave us like we were, like we are? I'm so glad that God loves me so much that God won't let me get away with what is destructive. God won't let me get away with what is toxic. God won't let me get away. God leans on my mind. God leans on my heart and keeps calling me to do what I do out of love. Love doesn't do what it does looking for a kickback. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Oh, no, 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 no. Didn't do it for a scratch, did it? Because it's just what love does. And love doesn't misuse the trust of the one who loves us. Father, we thank you.
Yes, we thank you. Yes,
Jesus. For safe love. Yes. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
For love that perseveres.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
That insists that we be free from shackles.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
That insists that we not live on the level of definitions that don't line up with what you say. Thank you for loving us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So much that you died in our place.
Yes, Jesus.
That we might live. Thank you for giving your blood that we might live. I pray, Father, this day,
yes, Lord, yes,
in a very special way, for all those whose love has ever been misused, for all those whose trust has ever been abused. Won't you please release your healing love to them now. For those of us, God, who have been in twisted relationships, don't know how we got into what we got into, God, get us out. Get us out and keep our minds. Get us out, God, get us out. And protect us and give us to know that because we belong to you, you'll hold us, you'll keep us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. Amen. You know, I want to open the altar . Some of us need to come to the altar. I don't know why you need to, but God welcomes you to the altar. He loves you so very much. There's nobody like you to him. Nobody like you. You're so special. You're here at the altar. Whatever's going on, God stirred for you. You can tell God, tell Jesus. His ear is just waiting for you. Just go ahead, just tell him. Thank you. to him. Father, you know what our tears say. God, you know the disappointment. You know our embarrassment. You know our sense of guilt, our sense of shame. You know our feeling of helplessness. You know our desire to want to know what to do next. So we're here. We're here. Speak to our hearts. Heal us. Heal us, Jesus, we lift it up to you. We lift the people, the relationships, the questions. And we're so glad that we can tell you exactly what's going on. We don't have to worry about the word spreading far and wide. We don't have to be concerned about Facebook and this, that, and God, we've got a direct line to you. Direct connection. You are mighty to save. You're the author of salvation. You're mighty to heal, mighty to love. So, Father, do your thing now. And we cast all our care upon you, for you care for us.